The Rock Hill Theater Company is presenting another performance. It's called the 39 Steps Comedy Play. That's what it's called. Sorry. Well, clearly, yeah. I need to go back to my acting school. It's called The 39 Steps. It's a comedy play. It involves all kind of antics on stage. I'm told fog and guns, in addition to missing fingers and handcuffs. They call it a good old-fashioned romance sprinkled in there. So we've got all kind of people here from the Rock Hill Theater to kind of walk us through, including the producer. We're going to start with you, Sam Bradner. And Sam, walk us through what we can expect from this comedy play, The 39 Steps.
Absolutely. So The 39 Steps is based on an Alfred Hitchcock movie by the same name. And this is more of a comedy take on that spy thriller. And it focuses on the character Richard Hennig and his quest to save some secrets that will secure the future of England.
Okay. Where all good stories start. Absolutely. What's the time period for this production?
It's about the 1930s.
Now, the description says that this is a fast-paced whodunit for anyone who loves the magic of theater.
Oh, yeah.
And there are dozens of different characters, but only four actors?
Yes.
How does all this work?
So, Richard Hannay is played by one person. His love interests are played by a woman, Shannon, who is incredible. And then the two people on the show with us are called the Clowns, and they each play many, many characters throughout the show. Sometimes within a single scene, just switching and switching.
Oh.
And it's just incredible to watch. So much fun.
So this was a movie by Alfred Hitchcock, but on the play version or the stage version, it's more of a comedy.
A comedic thriller So that's kind of like a oxymoron, right? I mean.
Thrillers can be
I guess they can be funny. Yeah. So explain how your character, so you're called a clown. So this is Joy Sabet, yes. And you are playing one of the clowns. So explain what that looks like. What are some of the characters that you do play?
Yeah, so like Sam was mentioning, the character switches are like amidst the scene. So Jeff and I will have like three different hats, let's say.
Okay.
And we'll have them like hands on in our hands, and then we'll be switching amidst the scene, like voice change, physicality is changing, right? But like also with the hats. And then we also have these like insane costume changes that are like two Mississippis long. and you'll see, so like come to the show and you'll see us like run off and then come back, you know, two Mississippis later, completely different, like a wig, like an old person, spoiler alert. So yeah, it's a very, it goes into this fast-paced, like the costume changes go into this fast-paced energy of the show as a whole. So it's exciting.
We know how important the role of those behind the scenes, how important their role really is. Jeff, it seems like in a production like this, I mean, they're almost in some ways like an actor just behind the scenes while you're in front of everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times you have folks behind the scene doing things and, you know, doing set changes. But in this instance, we're also doing the set changes and doing the costume changes. And it's sometimes the costume changes are on stage, you know, live, and sometimes it's backstage. And I was feeling pretty good about it till I heard your description of what exactly we are doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
Dude, no,
we're actually doing it, but it's hilarious. I mean, it doesn't stop once it starts. I mean, with the opening thing about the greeting and stuff that we do, from that point on, it's full tilt boogeyman.
I like that. Say that again. Full tilt
full
boogie.
Tilt
I like that.
Boogie.
I love that.
You maybe feel free to use that.
So I'm familiar with the movie Clue, and Clue is a fast paced film. They move around from room to room. So you mean to tell me that this production is faster than that production?
Oh my lord!
Oh my gosh!
It's kind of like a mashup of Alfred Hitchcock and Monty Python.
You know, it's very, it's very over-dramatized. Like, it is so funny. Like, so obnoxious. Like, and it's very interactive as well. Mm. So interactive. Like, if you are front row, you're getting, you know, the experience.
What is prep like? Because not only are you having to learn lines for all of the different characters, but now you have to know, hey, during this character, I've got to switch my hat or my wig, and I've got to run here and run there in two Mississippis. Like, what is that even like? How do you even prep for something like that?
Personally, first I learn my lines and then start focusing on, because I've got sheets of, you know, set changes and, okay, on this scene, I got to move this trunk over here and move that over there, and I got to put this wig on and take this kilt off and put that on and take this hat on and put this prop in my pocket and get this prepped over here. Then I got to go to the corner over here. So
Jeff is actually extremely organized is what, like, I don't know if that was received, that message was received, but he's very organized. Me, I memorize my lines, of course, but I learn by doing, kind of. So, like, we do so it so much.
Chunked in your mind.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And, like, even if I write it down, there's no time to go. Like, Jeff is awesome. He's, like, he has a color-coded sheet behind, like, in the corner, like, when we leave stage to do the costume change or the scene change or whatever. But you have, like, half a Mississippi to do it. So, I don't know, he has to, like, go get look at the picture and then, like, leave. So, it's like, really?
Why are you talking like this? It's just kind of hard to talk about this play and not throw an accent in there, you know?
Now we're getting to see what it's going to be like. I love it.
True thespian.
That's right.
Joy, that's one of the characters you play, I guess, that has an English accent.
So, I'm a man in the show. Oh, like, I am not supposed to be speaking in this tone. I'm supposed to, like, drop and be a man and, like, have, you know, it's like a little cockney like this. So, like, if you come to the show, I'll be talking like this and it'll be very low and I'll literally be looking like a man. The costume designer, Suzette, awesome, awesome. Can't recognize me, though. Can't recognize me.
Oh, that's great. And you need to see her now. She's beautiful. So it's great. It's a true work of an actor. And then, Jeff, what's the character that you can give us a sample of that we can expect to see?
Well, now, I play a Scottish crofter. Aye. And so he says this really cool blessing there. And he's a really God-fearing man. And he just lets them have it there now.
Okay, I also play a German okay. man.
Try that one on for size.
It's so hard. Like, genuinely, you want to ask me the hardest part of the process?
Is that it?
It wasn't the set changes or the lines. It was the German man.
Is it because of just the dialogue or the accent?
So I am good at accents in theory. I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know German when we, like, begun the rehearsal process. And I was, like, very stressed about it. I was like, can you guys teach me German? Like, give me.
And can you give us a word that you have to say?
Can I say a word right now?
I mean, it's got to be appropriate for radio.
You think you can pull the wood?
That's great.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I could say vat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's very good, I think. I say vat a lot.
You're talking to two people.
German, I see.
When we have to do an English accent, we sound like we're from Australia.
Right.
So you're safe here. This is a safe space.
I'm glad.
This is really a fantastic look into really the craft of what you all have to do here. This is what theater is all about, especially here at the local level. You know, you don't have big budgets and you don't have lots of actors, but this production proves that you can bring the characters alive with whatever skills that are available. And I think that speaks volumes to what every performance is put on there by the Rock Hill Theater, as well as this one as well. I mean, the fact that you all have to keep constantly doing this, and they do this three times this weekend, March the 7th through the 9th, then again, March the 14th through the 16th. So, I mean, this is not one and done. You have to constantly do this. Are you exhausted, like out of breath at the end of the production?
Sweaty.
Yeah, I bet so.
Oh.
Very sweaty.
All the costume changes. And do you enjoy?
Actually, it's Jeff. Put your finger down.
Oh, what?
Jeff is dripping sweat.
This one. Me?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Gosh, we didn't even need to be here. We had just given them the microphone. I love it.
I don't know. I mean, we're just.
I know.
It's the clouds.
Back and forth.
Yeah, it's
just. Well, I think it's just good chemistry, which is hard to find. Mm-hmm. And so check out 39 Steps. This is a comedy and fast paced whodunit for anyone who, again, loves the magic of theater. It comes from the brainchild of Alfred Hitchcock, which the movie was a lot more apparently serious. And our folks here have done a sprinkled in some comedy among the suspense. So check it out. You've got this weekend as well as next weekend. So Joy, Sam, and Jeff, all three, thank you so much for your talents and for bringing live theater to our backyard. We certainly appreciate it.